From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary. In just a few hours, polls in most of the big battleground states will have closed. But it could be a long night as the votes are counted. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson will be around till the bitter end tonight throughout NPR's special coverage. And she joins us now in the studio. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So exit polls are starting to come out. What can you tell from those polls at this point?
Well, the exit polls tell us a little bit about what the electorate looks like. And it looks a lot like 2008, surprisingly enough. Women are about 53% of the electorate. Men are 47%. It's plus three Democratic ID. Now, that is a little bit different than 2008 when Democrats had a 7-point edge. But we know that the youth vote is about 18%. That's very similar to what it was in 2008. White voters are 74%. That means that the minority vote would be about 26%, which is pretty much what it was in 2008. So very, very similar. And that all suggests this is going to be a very close race.
How important are demographics in determining what the outcome is going to be?
Well, demographics are really important because we know that, for instance, that the president is going to win the lion's share of the youth vote. He needed to make the youth vote as big as possible, because this time he's going to lose a lot more in other groups. And he wanted to make it up with the Obama electorate, expand the numbers of African-Americans, Hispanics, and young people who are voting, because Romney is more or less relying on a coalition of white voters and especially married voters. But it doesn't look like he's doing that right now. He's holding his own. The numbers are pretty much the same, but these are early exits and they can change as the night goes on.
But the polls are going to close in Virginia, one of the very closely watched states in this election. Very soon, the polls are going to close there. Once we know Virginia, what's that going to tell us?
Well, Virginia is really important because Mitt Romney has to win Florida and Virginia. He also has to win Ohio. But the polls have shown before today that he had a little bit of an edge in Florida, but in Virginia, it was a dead heat. And we're going to know, we're going to start watching for some key counties in Virginia, like Prince William County, for instance. It's a suburban county outside of Washington, D.C. In 2008, President Obama won Prince William County 58-42%. Now, that's huge. He's not going to have that kind of margin. What we want to see is, can Romney keep the president's margin down in counties like that? That would be a good sign for him. But once we know what's happening with Virginia, and we might not know for many, many hours, then we'll know whether it's worth waiting for Ohio or if Ohio doesn't even matter.
Really?
Well, if Mitt Romney loses Virginia, it means that he has to almost sweep the table on every other battleground state to make up for that loss. It's going to be very, very, very hard for him. If he wins Virginia, then we're on to Ohio, which is the big ball game.
All eyes are on Ohio. Okay, what are we looking for in Ohio? What's the really most important thing there?
Well, we want to see if the president has kept his turnout up among his core voters. We know that polls have shown that, unlike in the national polls, he's not trailing Romney as much with white working class voters in Ohio as he is nationally, not trailing Romney as much on the question of who's better for the economy. But we want to see if turnout in Democratic counties is sky high, and we'll see if Romney can get his turnout in the rural Republican counties up to the levels that it was in 2004.
So turnout is key.
Turnout is key. And you know, so much has been said about the ground game this year, get out the vote operations. We know the president has a very sophisticated one. Romney's relying on enthusiasm and passion and a kind of organic edge there. But it does really matter in a close race. It can add 1 point, maybe 2 points in a very close race. And as it turns out, this is what this looks like tonight, a very, very close race where turnout will matter.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you.